Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dear listeners, my name is Tyrone Smith. I'm a 31-year-old African-American male from Michigan. I've spent 27 of my 31 years of life in Detroit, Michigan, where I've called the North End neighborhood my home. I've never been arrested, detained, questioned, or been a person of interest in the crime that was committed. I'm not a danger to my community. In fact, I regularly donate clothes, shoes, and money to those who really need it. I'm a sole believer in treating people with respect, even if I'm not given the same common courtesy. It's always been respect for me. My mom and granny taught me no other way. When I'm introduced to someone, if I'm sitting down, I get up and shake their hand. If I'm engaged in a conversation with a person, I was taught to look them dead in their eyes. If I'm somewhere and someone was to offer me anything, I was taught to respond yes please or no thank you. When speaking to my elders or someone of superior, it's always yes sir, no sir, or yes ma'am, no ma'am. I'm old school in my approach, so I'm instantly looked at as being corny or less of a man because I stand true to my morals. As a culture, as a race of people who are consistently being dragged down by others for our actions, for speaking up, for condemning people who want us to keep our mouths shut, I will never be a person to keep my fellow brother or sister down. What makes this country so great is we have the freedoms to do and say whatever we want. But in those freedoms come ignorance and division in this country. As people, we should be able to come together and find out the cause of the problem and be woman or man enough to come to a common ground to find a solution to the issue. But before we get into anything else, as an African American male, I need to know why. Why was it okay to run up in somebody's residence, fire over 20 shots into their home, with 8 of those shots hitting a 26-year-old emergency medical technician? Why haven't charges been filed? Why do you have to bring up her boyfriend's life? Does that justify 20 shots? Being shot 8 times? Why is it okay to shoot a 29-year-old male who was breaking up a fight 7 times in his back, possibly paralyzing him for the rest of his life? If your safety was that much of a concern, you could have easily subdued him before he even got to his car. Why is it okay for someone to place their knee on someone's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds while the person is telling you that they can't breathe. A 46-year-old man gone for what? A counterfeit 20? Since when was a hoodie deemed a threat? You mean to tell me every time I wear my hoodie, I'm considered a threat and liable to be shot? Stand your ground, huh? Another excuse to senselessly kill and get away with it. Why is it okay to kill a 12-year-old boy who was carrying a toy gun? Or shoot a black man 6 times as his hands went up asking you not to shoot? Why is it okay to fire 7 shots in a traffic stop? 5 of those shots connecting and not as another person deceased. Why is it okay to grab someone around their neck and wrestle them down to the ground while other officers pin him down? Was the screams of "I can't breathe 11 times not enough? Let me guess. Because he was selling loose cigarettes, he was a problem to the community, huh? Do I need to keep going on why there's so much tension? Why there's so many protests and so many people rebelling? Then people want to shout out "All Lives Matter." Hey, which is correct. When we were brought into this world, we wasn't created no better or no worse, just equal. But when you see a 17-year-old shoot and kill 2 protesters and be allowed to walk free from the situation that he caused and go home, how much do our lives really matter when we getting choked out for loose cigarettes? Do I need to help you understand why sports are so political now? These are the people the young generation looks up to due to the athletic prowess. And let's be honest, humility starts young. They'll get more sense from them than an overprivileged "All Lives Matter" instigator. Do I tune into sports for a crash course in Black Lives Mattering? Absolutely not. But this is where we at. You don't like it? Do something about it. Because it could have all been avoided. But since it's still being instigated, we go put the cars on the hardwood, the diamond, the ice, and the gridiron. Change is a harsh thing to face, but having to look in the mirror and realizing you're the problem can be just as tough. Instead of bashing the cars, do something to decrease the division. Instead of justifying these killings, listen to the stories. Stop using the petty crimes from 10 years ago as a justifiable excuse. Because you know what happens when you pay your debt to society and you're allowed back into that society? It's called a second chance. Enough is enough. How many more have to leave this earth controversially before we realize all lives don't matter? Until then, there will always be this disconnect that we shouldn't be having in the land of the free, in the home of the brave. This episode may cause a lot of backlash, but you know what? I don't care. You may rock with me for my sense of humor, my ability to speak my mind on basketball, but it's bigger than that. Shut up and dribble, huh? I stopped dribbling the basketball a long time ago, so that don't apply to me. We are at a critical time in this country's history. Now is not the time to turn against each other. But the way 45 tells it, it's us versus them. Somebody may be petty enough to call for my job. Fire that son of a bitch who disgraced all lives. You know what though? Exclusive Breakdown is my media platform. Got him, coach? It's my show. Fire me from my own situation? You could try if you want to. We're so much better than this. At the end of the day, all we want is equality. We don't want to be treated like gods. We just want equality. I'm 31 years old. I just want to live to see 32. I just want to live to see 32. Sincerely yours, Tyrone Smith.